You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The William Hill World Darts Championship on In Play Radio.
The always colourful UK Open champion wore three different Christmas jumper-themed shirts for his first round tie with Diogo Portella, some of whose supporters were in tears watching him become the first Brazilian ever to play this William Hill World Championship. But Portella could only win one set against Snakebite, who completed the lineup for the last 32.
When it went one set each up there, I was thinking, have I got anything in me to fight? I didn't know, I had him. I tried and, you know, I played better, but not great. But you know, I'm through. I'm getting back. Enjoy Christmas. Get on a practice ball. Practice Christmas Day as well. And be ready for the 27th.
You come into this William Hill World Championship as the world number two in the best year of your career. But just tell us about the scale of the problems you've had, because you've not been able to practice. You've had this gallstones diagnosis. It really has messed up your preparation for the biggest tournament in the game.
Yeah, normally this tournament, I'm practicing from 8 to 10 hours a day for it normally. Maybe I overpractice, I don't know. But as I say, I've been ill. I was in bed for a whole week, not even getting out, not even eating. So I couldn't eat anything because it's just put me in pain. But now, you know, I'm on the road to recovery. I still don't know what the doctors are going to do at the moment because they haven't contacted me to tell me. The diet of like a vegan type diet and eating veg and fruit and everything, you know, this past week, it's the only week this year I've gone without pain in the mornings, so you know, that's must be a good sign. Plus, losing 2 stone as well.
I mean, it's a great sign that you're not having pain. The fact that you've had the best year of your career while struggling with this, I mean, it could well be that if you get completely pain free, this could be your year at the World Championship, couldn't it?
There's lots more darts to go, isn't there? Yeah, it could be. Yes, my eyes are on that trophy. Mentally, my head's correct. It's just the practice I got put in now.
You won the UK Open, your first big TV title this year. You were so close to winning the Premier League. You've beaten Michael Van Gerwen 6-0 in a Euro Tour final. You beat Gary Anderson recently at the Grand Slam of Darts. Your main rivals in this tournament, you know you can beat them because you've beaten them this year in big games. That's got to give you huge confidence going into this challenge.
Yeah, most definitely. I know obviously Gary hasn't been to many tournaments this year, and obviously he always gets ready for this. Just look at his record in the tournament. It's outstanding. So he's going to be a very difficult customer to beat. And obviously Michael wants to retain his title. But I feel good. Yeah, I know I can beat him. As I say, if I can get my practice correct, then yeah, I've got a good chance.
The top players from Belgium and Spain couldn't make it though. Kim Huybrechts and Christo Reyes became the latest high profile casualties. Round two gets underway today, and Michael Van Gerwen will continue the defence of his title against the lethal biscuit James Wilson from Huddersfield.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome the Prince of Style, Rod Harrington.
Next game up, Jan Dekker takes on Dimitri Vandenberg. Now, Jan Dekker played really well when beating Jelle Klassen in his first round match, but the more impressive was Dimitri Vandenberg with over 104 average when he beat Stephen Bunting. Now, the form line from those games just is with Dimitri Vandenberg. However, it's going to be a tight match again. It's going to go all the way, so it's over 23.5 legs in this match. I think that's bang on. And also, Jan Dekker to hit four or more 180s. It's going to be a long game. I think he's going to do that as well. Menta Sulovic takes on Robert Thornton. Now the form line is strongly with Menta Sulovic here. He is playing so well and has done for the last 2 years. However, I've just got this feeling that Robert Thornton's coming back into some form. He's got great scoring power. The only thing he does wrong is miss doubles at crucial times. And I've got a feeling he may turn up against Menta. It's going to be a very close game. Now William Hill have got the legs at 22.5. It's going to be over that. I'm going for that. Also, Robert Thornton have the most 180s and over 112.5 on his checkout. Who wins the game? Maybe Titan, maybe Menta, but the other three bets are the ones for me. The second favourite to win this William Hill World Darts Championship, Gary Anderson, takes on Paul Lim. Now, Anderson's scoring power in his first round match was as good as I've seen it for an awful long time. Did mess around a couple of bits on doubles, however, still had over the 100 average, looking really good. Paul Lim will not be overwrought by Gary Anderson. He's been around an awful long time on this big stage and in front of TV, but I just can't see him handling the scoring power of Gary Anderson. Now, all the markets are massively odds on, so there's really nothing you can touch in this game. However, what about a 9-dart leg? He's scoring well enough, and it's 25-1 in this match. Have a couple of quid.
The biggest name in darts is back on the hockey on Friday night. Michael Van Gerwen takes on James Wilson. Van Gerwen started in blistering fashion in the first round, hitting a 180 with his first three darts. He went on to produce an average of 106.17, the third best first round average in tournament history when beating Christian Kist. James Wilson is his opponent in round two, and he made relatively light work of beating Krzysztof Rutaski in round one, winning that match 3-1. MVG is 1-33 to win the game. James Wilson is 14-1, but we have to side with MVG, so it's about finding the best backable price. The match treble, Van Gerwen to win, the highest match checkout, and have the most 180s, is an even money shot. Hashtag your odds. Van Gerwen over 5 180s, over 1 checkout over 99, and to average over 102.5, that's 9-2, and MVG to win 4-0, that's a 10-11 shot.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.